cure, or prevent any disease.
I think a lot of people knew who Congressman Anthony Weiner was and is. Now they know him a little bit better. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. This is the buzz around the country, because how can you not be drawn to this in what's happening here? It's easy to dismiss it and say, ah, that's just another politician. But the details are so lurid and kind of crazy. The biggest problem in all of it, the congressman from New York sending a photo of his crotch, Twittering it to a 21-year-old college student. The biggest problem on the surface is the fact that he said he was hacked, that it was a prank, that it was a hoax, you know, fill in the blank. He had all kinds of tales that he was telling. Coming up, we're going to have a conversation with Chris O'Donnell, who's covering the Casey Anthony trial and how she is weaving and did weave a whole bunch of lies, and will she get caught in that web? That's the web that this congressman finds himself in now at this point. Do you really want your politician spending time pursuing women electronically? Sexting. Oh, you think of sexting and teenagers, and you think of the whole idea of the concerns over sexting and predators and all of that. Of course, it has nothing to do with it. There's no underage women or any of that. But the problem, I mean, one of the biggest problems is the fact that, a couple of them, is sexting cheating? That's one thing. Is what he did just simply and completely, utterly out of bounds? Can you take a photograph of your privates and send it to a woman that you've friended on Facebook or Twitter when you're a married guy and you're representing a chunk of New Yorkers? And the answer is no. I don't see how you get away with that. I don't see how. If you talk to a therapist, I know exactly what they'll tell you. They'll say they want the stimulation. They think of themselves as desirable and powerful, and that it's an addiction too. So Congressman Weiner and his wife Huma have been married only a year. And in the real world of real people, sadly actually, sexting has become a problem where you have spouses questioning each other and leaving each other as a result of that. It was all about teens doing that, and now it's become an adult problem. So Weiner apologizes, has a news conference, says his primary sense of regret and apology goes to his wife. He admitted to lying to his wife, his staff, and the public about a photo of his crotch that was tweeted from his account on May 27th. What was he thinking? And that is the question he couldn't answer. Why? When you know that most likely you'll get nailed for this, especially when he said that he's engaged in several inappropriate conversations, six women over the past 3 years. So he was saying that he was sending photos and having conversations and all of that sort of stuff. And he was doing it with so much regularity. There is that thing that I am fond of saying here in America Tonight, where there's smoke, there's fire. I hate to say it, trotting out that old chestnut. Where there's smoke, there's fire. My grandfather used to say that. But in this case, it was true. He seemed like he was weaving and dodging the questions. So now, if you wanted to rank this up in scandals, well, especially with the sexting scandal, you could look at Brett Favre, not even a politician, and the photo that he sent to Jen Sturger, a sports reporter that was working for the Jets when he was playing for the team in 2008, And guess what they fined for? Remember, $50,000 after they investigated it. So in this case, you're talking about an elected representative. And why did he do it? Why did he do it? He said he had no answer for that. He was asked that. He had no answer for why he did that. And I just do not believe that the people in New York overlooked this. And going through the ethics blast is more money spent on something that doesn't need more focus on. So he would be better serving his constituents, I believe, if he resigned. And how does he move forward and do what he has to do? He believes he can. Maybe he looks at Vitter. Maybe he looked what happened with President Clinton and feels like, well, you know what? There are examples around me of men who have fallen, taken the bullet eventually, and bounced back. So maybe I can bounce back. Now, his wife is going to stand by him. She's already said that. So she's pretty loyal in the middle of this whole thing. But what else comes out? What other women are going to come out of the woodwork? Because he's already admitted six. So what kind of photographs do they have? What kind of info do they have on Wiener? Does he hang on to this, or does he have to give it up? Is he still a rising star in the Democratic Party? Or is he a tarnished star? If nothing else, right now, he's a tarnished star. And I don't see how he flips that around, because that crotch shot isn't going anywhere. That's not going away anytime soon. And every time he's talked about, it'll be trotted out. And yes, he'll probably weather it with his family. But does he weather it with the people that he represents? And maybe that's what he's doing, a litmus test as to how the people feel. And why he's digging in, because he doesn't want to give it up. He doesn't want to resign. He wants to stick it out. So he's willing to get battered around, go through the cycles. When I say cycles, I'm talking about news cycles, and let people talk about it. But I think going through the ethics rigmarole would be the worst. That, to me, that makes no sense because of the money that's spent. You know, it's funny. I was thinking earlier in the day, what's the oldest scandal I can remember being talked about? And you know what I came up with? You'll love this. Remember Gary Hart. Remember Donna Rice. And the fact that a photo popped up of Donna Rice sitting in his lap on a boat back in 1987. Anybody remember what the boat was? Anybody remember the name of the boat? Such a great trivia question. If you were thinking Monkey Business, give yourself a pat on the back. So, I mean, that really brought down his star. That really tarnished him. Maybe Wiener does battle this and survive. But it's going to take a while to switch this situation around. And I think the ethics committee would be pretty rough to see how they interpret what happened. Coming up next, we're talking about a trial in Orlando that has captivated the attention across the state. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold, is it for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Since 2007, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. government have injected as much as $20 trillion into the economies of the world, and yet the globe's economies continue to contract. Our government is borrowing $58,000 per second. If they stop spending, the economy collapses. If they continue spending, the economy collapses. And if they raise interest rates, the economy collapses. Prepare now. Call Ready Reserve Foods and put your plan together with quality, storable food. Ready Reserve Foods has been in business canning the finest in dehydrated foods for nearly 40 years. We control the quality from start to finish with double enameled nitrogen-packed cans for maximum shelf life. Choose from a variety of pre-selected packages or customize your own plan and order exactly what you need. Call today for a free catalog at 800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202 or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from ReadyReserveFoods.com.
Tonight. Boy, we've been following this, and we're not the only ones. All of you listening to America Tonight have sent me a ton of emails on what I think about the Casey Anthony trial, how long it's going to last, some of the bombshells that have already come out, and a big one was dropped in a courtroom today, and it had to do with the trunk and a scientist talking about what the plausible explanation was for, remember, there was the whole thing about the smell in the trunk and whatnot. Somebody who was on the scene covering this day to day, Chris O'Donnell, joins us now. She's covering the trial, like I said, for a local television station there. So we're going to Orlando, Florida. Chris, thanks for popping on ATN.
Hey, Kate, you're very welcome.
So tell me about the scientist. I do think this is another one of those bombshells, and there have been a handful of them already delivered early on. And this is a big one because there was a lot of conversation about the trunk and the car. So what happened in the testimony?
Well, it is, Kate. First off, in a way, this kind of testimony has never been introduced in a court of law before. And Dr. Arpad Voss is with what is affectionately called the Body Farm in Tennessee. And he has, for the last 20 years, been studying bodies at various rates of decomposition and the chemicals and such that they emit. So what happened in this case is he told the Orange County Sheriff's Department here in Orlando to get air samples from the trunk of that car and other areas like the garage, garbage bag, and he also had a control sample. And he had them tested at varying increments, varying levels, and they sent it to this lab in Tennessee. They also took a part of the carpet from the wheel well, which is where the stain was, which the prosecution is alleging where Kaylee's body was. And the big bombshell that happened today in court is that Dr. Voss said when he opened that container, he was shocked. The smell just took him back. And he said in 20 years of doing this, he has never smelled anything that strong from such a small sample size. And he made it very clear that obviously in his 20 years of experience, he knows what that smell smells like. There's nothing that smells quite like human decomposition. Now, that came out in deposition, but this is the first time that the jury was hearing that. And something like that is going to have a profound effect considering his credentials and what this man has been doing for the last 20 years. So the defense really tried to argue about the science. They tried to argue about the protocol. And they also tried to argue that this scientist had a financial interest. But I think a lot of those arguments fell flat for the jury.
Yeah, so like you said, of course, the jury hearing that, that's the difference. It's one thing to know that it's coming up, it exists, that kind of thing, but when you actually hear it out loud. Let me ask you a question, Chris, about the courthouse. I heard it's kind of like a mini circus because so many people want to hear what's going on. There's a lot of live trucks television-wise, and certainly it's a small courtroom, but people are trying to get in to see whatever they can. Is that true?
Yeah, it is. It's funny because the trial goes 6 days a week, so we're working on Saturday. And I wasn't there at 2 or 3 in the morning whenever the mad rush started. But people start lining up around noon, 1 o'clock in the morning to get the 50 seats in the courtroom. And apparently on Saturday there was a mad dash and then there was a fight in line. So it's just, it's really kind of unbelievable. And yes, there is a circus atmosphere, I think, to it all. The people are just so involved with this case. And they just have to be one of those 50 people that are allowed in the courtroom. And usually any day you have given 75 to 100 that are lining up. So inevitably you figure a fight would break out. And apparently that's what happened on Saturday. So there is definitely that atmosphere. It's died down just a tiny bit from obviously when the trial started, but it's still very much that feeling here. There are media trucks everywhere, you know, at the networks, the local level. I mean, everybody is here and has taken such a deep interest in this case.
Yeah. And as I mentioned at the top when we went to you, there have been several bombshells that have been dropped. This is obviously a very big one. What would you say, because you've been there from day one and now, you know, this is the fourth week that we're into this. What were the other big revelations, do you think?
I think the biggest thing, you know, when you sat there and listened to opening arguments, the defense really went after two things. The first thing was that Casey, they agreed, told lie upon lie upon lie upon lie upon another lie, made up fictitious people, circumstances. I mean, it was a very elaborate scenario and other world that she came up with. Their defense of that was, well, Casey made those up because she was abused by her father and abused by her brother. The other thing that they tried to hammer home that Kaylee drowned in the pool and it was an accident and that her father, George and Anthony, tried to help cover it up. Well, as the prosecution, started laying out the case, I think the damaging evidence came on Thursday or Friday, I can't remember which day it was, when the prosecution played those jailhouse video tapes. And what happened is on those tapes, you heard Casey interacting with her parents and her father, George, at a number of occasions saying, I'm sorry, I should have been a better father. And she's like, no, Dad, don't even say that. You were the best father. Grandfather, and on those tapes, she's also saying to Lee, tells her parents, tell Lee, I love him, thank you so much for all of his help. So that really completely mitigates, if not destroys, the defense's claim that she was abused by her father and her brother. Also, when it comes to the drowning, we heard tapes of conversations between she and the detective. And the detectives on this hour-long tape are saying to her, they're trying to give her an out, and they're saying, you know, we've been in this situation before, young mothers, there may be an accident, a child drowns in the pool. They said it at least twice, and she never grabbed that. You know, she never grabbed hold of that to say, yeah, that's what happened. The drowning issue, she didn't subscribe to that at all. So I think those were two very potent arguments on the part of prosecutors to say, no, what the defense is doing isn't true. So I think those are probably the two biggest things so far, is refuting all of the defense's two biggest claims.
Yeah. We're speaking with Chris O'Donnell. She's covering the trial for a local TV station in Orlando, Florida, and talking about how interesting and how many different twists and turns that this case has taken. And do you get the feeling that there's more to come?
Well, I don't really know, Kate, at this point. I mean, every time you think, wow, they can't possibly come out with something else, they do. And I certainly wish I had a crystal ball, but I don't. if I did, I'd be in Vegas making a lot of money.
That's right.
But the big thing I think have come out so far is that the prosecution is completely refuting the abuse claims. These air samples were very big. Oh, the other big thing that happened on Friday was the FBI analyst that testified on behalf of what's called post-mortem hair banding that has only been used once in the country. It was used successfully in New York State in a murder case. And basically the FBI analyst from Quantico in Virginia said, yeah, we found a hair in that trunk that is consistent with post-mortem or the banding is consistent with post-mortem. So I think those are the two big things and the two novel pieces of forensic science that have come out in this case. But again, you know, this case, as you said, has taken so many twists and turns that who knows what's going to happen next. We don't know ahead of time who the prosecution is going to call. We have an idea, but we don't know for sure. So who knows? I think it's going to be one of those stay tuned situations.
Yeah, the science part of this is interesting. You mentioned that it's going 6 days a week, and I'm sure that's the judge's effort to get this through a little bit faster. I was talking to an attorney the other day who thought this probably goes to the end of July, beginning of August. Are you hearing the same thing?
No, I'm not, actually. I can't say because who knows? We don't know what's going to happen. But the prosecution on Friday had to give the judge their best estimate as to when they will be done. Prosecution said we anticipate being finished with our witnesses by June 17th. And then at that point, it's the defense's turn to start calling their witnesses. Perhaps that would take another week and another two. So the line here is probably 6 to 8 weeks. But, again, today we spent all day on Dr. Voss. I don't think that was anticipated. So, you know, anything can happen to slow this down. But we're still holding, we're still hearing, yeah, we're sticking with the 6 to 8 weeks. But the prosecution said they should be wrapped up with their part of it all on June 17th.
Yeah. One last one. So when you, as you watch, as you were talking about the jury and the jury hearing that, and, of course, what the defense tries to do, as you know, from a journalist's point of view, they tried to figure out what's making them react, what's making them tick. I trust that all the jurors have been awake.
Have been awake?
Yeah, they're not falling asleep with this evidence.
No, I think, you know, today it was just a long day of very complicated science. And I think in those situations, as anybody would be, I mean, you know, you remember your classes, biology, chemistry, physics in high school. Would you want to sit through 8 hours of that? I think that would be trying for anybody and anyone who is not, you know, other than scientists who this is their field and they live and breathe it. So I think there is an amount of fatigue that's been by the end of the day. If you have some blockbuster, I don't know if it's going to have the same effect just because of fatigue. All, you know, we're all human and at the end of the day, you're a lot more tired than when you started it. So yes, they're very, you know, they're very much aware of what's going on and very much awake, but I think, you know, everybody's human. So at the end of a long day of science, I think it would be tough for me to, you know, to have a full head of steam ahead of me too.
I agree. It's been a pleasure, Chris O'Donnell. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight and shedding some light on this case.
You're very welcome, Kate.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com, or call them at 1-877-608-8367. 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarette's revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Will be joining us every week to give us an update on the Casey Anthony trial that I said people were watching from all over this country. And why? Because you have a little girl who was missing for 31 days, and then the police were alerted. Then they find her skeletal remains. Then there's all these lies back and forth among the family, particularly when it came to Casey Anthony, who's on trial for the murder of her daughter. And the other factor in this one, folks, is the fact that she could get the death penalty if she's convicted. Do you know in the past 100 years, 40 women have been put to death in this country? 12 since 1976. And I checked some of the stats. Since January, there were 61 women on death row. That's almost just a little bit beneath 2% of the total death row population. And the population is in the neighborhood of 3,200. So how about that? She very well could get the death penalty. But first, this has to play out. And all it takes is one juror to trip things up. The testimony today was huge, as Chris said. And, of course, the reason why is because you have the trunk smelling like a dead body. And you have a forensic respected expert who said he was practically knocked on his feet by the odor. So the words, the presence of a decomposing human body, the only plausible explanation for that odor in Casey Anthony's trunk, all tying it back to this forensic testing, could be the final nail in her coffin when they go back over this once the jurors get the case. Once you have the closing arguments and they go behind closed doors and they start to hash out what's going to happen, what's the verdict? It's interesting because I've talked to plenty of legal experts that really think there is a chance that she might not be found guilty of this. I find that hard to believe with the lying, with the things that they're starting to really prove, the prosecution in the courtroom. But whenever you have a child missing, the mother, you know that this really pulls at a lot of our heartstrings. And this is part of the reason why so many of us are focused on this. And plus the death penalty. I just gave you the statistics of how many women are actually executed. Lethal injection now mostly is what somebody would get. But she may find herself on death row. And as Chris also said, they're trying to speed this trial up because it is costing the taxpayers of Florida a ton of money. It's going to cost them at least $1 million plus by the time this whole thing is said and done. How much money is it going to cost the taxpayers of the United States to have an ethics committee investigate Congressman Anthony Weiner, who admitted to having inappropriate communication with multiple women? Boy, he just ran the gamut with the whole Facebook thing. And the Twitter that he sent the college student in Seattle of his crotch. Did he think, does he look around? Did he see what happened to some of his fellow congressmen and senators over the years? You don't have to go that far back. I gave you the one guy right at the top, Christopher Lee, who was going after a woman trolling Craigslist. He was married, claiming he was the Christian right guy, and then he ended up sending this woman a shirtless photo. But he had enough sense to resign. He resigned. I think Anthony Weiner needs to get over it and get out of there. This is a guy they were talking about for mayor of New York. Now forget about it. He's not even electable the next time around. And I think he's not getting it. Because he really thinks that he can circumvent this. And maybe if you look at the definition of it, the House of Representatives, as they say, the ethics process on what they're calling conduct on becoming to a member is very unclear. But let's face it. It's like a fraternity. If they want you out, they're going to get you out. And I think they want him out to get rid of the damage. I mean, the scintillating headlines, the tabloidiness of what happened with Anthony Weiner. They want him gone. That's not good for the Democrats. Now, has he done anything illegal? It's more of a judgment call. It is. It's a judgment call. That's what it is. So a referral has to be made to the ethics committee. Then they have to come up with whether there's enough stuff there. Then they ultimately impanel an investigative subcommittee. Isn't this fascinating? It's basically the congressional equivalent of an indictment. Then they decide, as they look through everything, go through the potential wrongdoing, and then they come up with a report. That's it. What do you think this report is going to say? So at the end of it, at the end of the investigation, which Nancy Pelosi, the House Minority Leader, is calling for, if this all comes to pass, the entire House would have to vote on whether to punish him or not. And, of course, there are a couple of different things that they could do. They could recommend reprimand, censure, or expulsion. We've been through this before. I think he needs to step away. The portrait of Anthony Weiner as the congressman from New York is not murky. He's got a wife who works for Hillary Clinton. Could this get any worse? And now there's more women who are coming out and, of course, they're being uncovered, I guess. They're getting their 15 minutes of fame, however you want to put it. But more women and more stories are starting to fall out. There's at least six women now that he sent images or tweets back to, did the Facebooking thing with. And there's a woman in Texas who was a nurse who said that they had been going back and forth for a while. And she just laughed over the whole thing and said, you know, basically, this is what happens. People have problems. But Congressman Wiener did the typical thing that these politicians seem to do. They believe that they can duck and run for cover somehow. He went on ABC News last week and said that somebody pulled a prank on him. But you knew there were problems with that. As many of you called this show to blow up the phone lines, and you said, look, he's circumventing it. You can tell he wasn't up front. It didn't feel like he was being up front, like he was being earnest in what he was saying. So the mistake is getting on Facebook, friending these women, and then ultimately sending the one, the college student, the picture of his crotch. And he's apologized to his wife. He's apologized to everybody that he's hurt. But the emails are there. They tell the story. And the one woman that I mentioned, the nurse, the nursing student, said that she feels for him because, of course, she's been interviewed. She says she's not even interested in politics. She didn't even know really very much of Wiener, anything about his background, that she never met him in person and doesn't think he's really a bad guy. Just that, you know, they participated in a risque online chat. And she said, look, I've done this with other men online. So this was the one chat was supposedly with Wiener. And she said during one of the Facebook chats, not to go too deep on this sordid stuff, but it's kind of interesting as he was denying it. During one of the chats just a month ago, she said she issued the man on the other end a challenge. And she said, I asked him to take a picture and write me on it so I would know. And then came the reply. And, you know, what the message showed, it was an image of a man who appears to be the congressman sporting a tie and a wedding band, holding up the message, me, on a piece of white paper. Oh, my, oh, my. Mm. Oh, well. Another one bites the dust, hopefully. Because the longer he hangs around and hangs around, the more the story keeps on ticking. And yeah, it's intriguing and you can laugh at it and all that sort of stuff. But how much money is being wasted, how much time is being wasted on yet another liar? Sorry, another liar. Another person who's representing the people of New York in this case. And with all the things that we're talking about that are going on from, you know, pick a poison, the deficit ceiling, immigration problems, Social Security woes, what's going to happen with Medicare? And boy, he's pretty vocal. He's on a lot of the television shows, morning TV. He owned that space when it came to politics. Joe Scarborough's show, rather. He was a regular on that show. Ugh, he's out. He needs to be out. He needs to resign from office and just get out of the way. Put somebody else in there. We're stepping aside, and on the flip side, a little odds and ends.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to benefit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
Dive into some odds and ends at the tail end of this hour here in America Tonight. But before we do that, oh, you are so lucky you are listening to this show. Because why? Check it out. Robopocalypse. Remember that word. Welcome to the future. Your history in stores now from Doubleday. Robopocalypse. I've been waiting for this novel. Call in now for a chance to win your very own copy of the book and qualify to win the grand prize. The coveted Robo Sapien from Wowie. Robo Sapien is a multifunctioning, thinking, feeling robot with attitude. This guy will put mustard on your hot dog. Visit Wowie.com for details. Jingle this number and you could win the book. Just dropping. 800-259-5791. 800-259-5791. Speaking of robots, since we were talking about Anthony Weiner and the fact that he was denying that it was him and his crotch and all that stuff, then the story busts wide open. Now I think he should step aside, get out of the way, forget the ethics deal. Why go through that rigmarole? Just resign. Do what Christopher Lee, the other congressman from upstate New York, did back in February, and get out of the way. Don't waste money and time. But another robot, John Edwards, is doing the same thing. And the reason why, and this happened heading into the weekend, and more of this is going to play out this week. Now, he has been indicted, and it has to do with the contributions to Ryle Hunter from two of his big donors, big juicy donors who had massive money, including the heir to the Mellon fortune, the wife of Paul Mellon, who has, who knows, God knows how much money she has, a vault full of it. So it was easy for her to write a big check that would cover the expenses of Ryle Hunter. but does he get nailed to the wall or not? He wouldn't do the plea bargain thing because he didn't want to lose his law license. And he didn't want to do any jail time. He said he wanted to be with his kids. He wasn't going to do jail time. Now there's a great chance he will. It's a white-collar deal. He'd be made of an example of. Maybe it would be a couple of months. He'd pay a big fat fine. And of course, this is only if they find him guilty. But there's a lot of evidence that they compiled over those 2 years. The FBI combed through all kinds of things. And I think they have a pretty strong case against him. Of course, he says that he didn't know that he broke the law. He didn't break a law. And he's fighting it. Ultimately, it's going to be a jury that decides that. All right, topping odds and ends. Speaking of doing jail time, remember Plaxico Burress? Would you believe it seems like forever since that guy was convicted, shockingly, because I thought he was going to get off of this, and ended up doing jail time. And this for carrying a gun, for having a gun and a weapon going off in a nightclub. I mean, he was the hero to New York Giants fans in the 2008 Super Bowl when he caught the game-winning touchdown from Eli Manning. Still an incredible, incredible grab. There was 35 seconds in the game or something. So, he was the man. But unfortunately, he made a mistake at that nightclub. He was suspended from the team, and the team later released him. And he ended up getting convicted. He accidentally shot himself in the leg with that semi-automatic pistol that he was carrying in the waistband. What was he thinking? He just didn't think. It happened at the place that I've been twice, the Latin Quarter nightclub in Manhattan. So he wasn't licensed to carry a pistol in either New York or New Jersey. Anyway, Michael Vick now is going to be a teammate of Plaxico Burress, and he knows all about redemption and second chances, in other words. The whole dog, you know, fighting ring, remember that? And he did time for that. Now he's the quarterback of the Eagles. Now you have Plaxico Burress. So here's Michael Vick and Burress talking about it.
No, America is a forgiving country, and it's known for, you know, giving second chances. And why not? You know, some people make mistakes in life, and some people don't, follow the same paths as others. And you know, you just have to sometimes give people an opportunity to show that they're remorseful and they can do things right the second time around.
As far as football is concerned, if and when, you know, everything gets settled and when they get back on the field, I'll be ready.
All right, I'll be ready, and that's when and if they get back on the field. Don't hold your breath, Plaxico. I would do a lot of working out. He might have done that in prison, but I would start running. I would start lifting. I don't know that we're going to have a football season. All right, this was another big one on odds and ends. I want to try to slip this in. The Supreme Court upheld a California law. Remember this one? That would give illegal immigrants living there reduced in-state tuition rates at any of the public universities that they went to them. The same, basically, that those who are living legally in the state enjoy. So this is a big deal, that saying that the state can do that. And the justices didn't comment. They didn't accept an appeal from out-of-state students attending California schools who said it was unfair that, hey, listen, I am an American. I've had to pay $20,000 more than an illegal immigrant. Are you kidding me? This is preferential treatment. Doesn't this violate federal law? This is a huge, huge win for any of the immigrant right groups. I mean, they have to be dancing right now, or earlier in the day anyway, when they heard this. California is just one of a dozen states, in case you were curious, that make undocumented aliens conditionally eligible for in-state tuition. That's huge. I mean, that's huge. There is a big difference in what you're paying. Look at the tuitions now. It's crazy, crazy, out of control. This is a great fair or foul. I say it's foul. It's not right to the other. It's not right for the other students. It's not. I would hate to be in this situation. It's wrong. 800-259-5791. Let's flip over to Tomas in Michigan. Hey, Tomas.
Hey, I don't know if you can pick me up. I'm riding on this horse. I'm going to warn the British about about the illegal aliens. I mean, I'm going to warn the colleges about the British. No, the illegals. I'm going to warn them about the tuition. No, wait, they don't have tuition. Do they? I don't know what I'm going to warn. No. I'm sorry. I can't send any more money to Sarah Palin for president. It's over for me, you know? I mean...
But wait, now, did you know... Wait. Did you know that the professor did come through as a savior for her and say, listen, he was briefly captured by the British and told them, warned them what he was doing, so he did warn them. I didn't even know that.
Oh, you know, he didn't say, boy, tonight I'm going to go warn the British. That was not the whole, you know, when he woke up that day, that was not the plan they decided on, you know.
It's a stretch,
She hasn't learned to speak to the media yet. And you know, if she hasn't learned by now, you know, if you make a mistake, you know, she said, well, he went out to warn the British. She should have said right then, I mean, he went out to warn the Patriots about the British. That's all she had to do, was stop
and correct
herself.
Mm-hmm.
But if you can't do that, you know, the ability to articulate your message is paramount for politicians. If they can't do that, you know, you're in a hole. And I just don't think we should throw any more money down that hole. It's sad because, you know, I tell you what, in where I'm living, I was on TV the day that she was announced to be the vice presidential candidate for McCain. Mm-hmm. And I was all for her, and I was, you know, praising her and everything. I was on the Internet. And, you know, she has a great patriotism, and she knows the values of America. But, you know, we have to have someone who is a little bit sharper. Otherwise, the debates are going to be disastrous.
Oh, that's what I would be worried. I would be very worried about the debates. But, Tomas, I really don't think – I think she is going to be a kingmaker for the Tea Party. I don't think she's going to really, really run for president. So you can take that to the bank. I really don't think it. I think
all
this
right.
is more of a cat-and-mouse game. I don't think it's going to happen. Thanks for the call, buddy. Speaking of calling, let me give you the number again, 800-259-5791. Your chance to win a copy of Robopocalypse. I love that name. Steven Spielberg is making a movie out of this book, and it's supposed to be phenomenal. Whew.